Charlie, back a long time ago when people would buy up a good bit of flour at a time, what did people buy flour in? You know, before they started buying the little 5-pound sacks of flour, what did they buy?
Well, they would buy it in the bale.
All right. What did molasses come in when you used to buy a good bit of molasses at a time?
Well, a good bit of molasses, when they would do that, they would buy it in a bale, and then they'd have it in a molasses bucket.
Right. And what about lard?
Lard, they'd have lard in a can and bucket.
Right. What did you call these big 5-gallon lard cans? Did you have a name for them? 5 or 10 gallon lard cans?
No, I never had one of them. I just had these 50-pound stands.
50-pound
stands. 50-pound.
When you're pouring water into a small bottle, Charlie, what do you use to put down into the mouth of the bottle to pour water into a smaller bottle? Like you're pouring out of a big jar into a bottle.
Well, you pour it in a...
To keep it from spilling.
You pour it in a big bottle.
And now, you want to put something up in the mouth of that bottle to keep it from spilling. And you stick the small part of it down in the bottle and have larger edges turned up around at the top. Now, what do you call that you pour your water down through from the jar into the bottle?
Well, you pour the water down through the bottle, and you got it sitting in a pan. So if you waste it, the pan will catch it.
Alright. And what do you call that small thing that has a little point on it that you set up in the top of the bottle before you start pouring water out of the jar into the bottle?
Well, it's called his,
I like pouring gas into a car to keep it from spilling.
Oh, you'd have a fountain.
Alright. What did you use to get your horses to go faster? Say you, a long time ago, drove a team of horses down the road. Now, what did you use on them to make them go faster?
Well, what I use on them to make them go faster, I use a whip on them.
Right. If you bought fruit at the store, what would the men at the grocery store put the fruit in?
Well, they would put the fruit in paper sacks.
Back a long time ago, when you used to buy a lot of sugar at the same time, what did they put sugar in?
They put it in a paper bag.
What about a barrel of flour, but say about 50 pounds of flour. What did they have the 50 pounds of flour in?
Well, they would have bale, and then they would have 50-pound sack.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the bags that potatoes came in?
Well, we call them bag of potatoes.
What about these that cow feed used to go to the store and get cow feed in? What did you call that kind of sack?
Well,
you know, the old brown or tan sacks?
You call that. I'm going to get me a...